Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all, a balanced life, a dreamy marriage, and a successful business. My name is Amy Wan, and I am a wife, a mom, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you my proven and time-tested strategies that are sure to help you, your relationships, and your business thrive. Each episode, I am going to meet you right where you are so I can give you proven and time-tested strategies that you need to build an immensely fruitful life. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you from experience, it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, it's Amy here, and I am going to answer a question that I get all the time. Is it even possible to balance both business, entrepreneurship, and marriage at the same time? Especially if you own and are running your own business, is it possible to have the best of both worlds? Awesome business and awesome marriage. And honestly, it seems impossible to do sometimes, honestly. It seems like your focus is either on the business, on the business, on the business, and it takes over your entire life if you own and operate a business. And even more so if your spouse works in it with you, right? That you both, and entrepreneurs by nature, are thinkers, visionaries, hard workers. So it's hard for them to turn it on and turn it off. So it just starts consuming your entire being and your entire world at home and work. Now enter COVID or enter other circumstances, and a lot of you are officing in your houses. So there's really no separation of anything. But here's some things that I hear all the time about this. Sometimes it just seems impossible to balance business and marriage. Sometimes I hear it's just a season. For this season in life and this season in the business, like my focus needs to be on the business. The marriage is going to have to take back seat, but it's only for a few months. It's only a year. It's only a few weeks. Or here's another one I hear. When I achieve X, Y, and Z, when I hit this achievement in the business, then I'll focus on my marriage. But I got to put all my energy here to achieve this for our family. And then I'm going to come back to the marriage. But what happens when you get to the end of that season or achieve that massive goal you've set for yourself and your business? I'm going to be honest with you. There's always another season after another season after another season, right? And you might be alone in celebrating your success of the goal because honestly, there's always another goal and another goal and another goal. So it's really not healthy for yourself or your marriage to withdraw and focus in on the thing taking your attention in that moment. It's kind of like the squeaky wheel gets all the attention, right? Well, that goal, that season, that business sometimes becomes the squeaky wheel, and that gets all of your attention. But honestly, you're just going to be running from fire to fire to fire to fire. Or you're going to spend all your time simply where you feel the most successful. Because if you're focusing all your attention on the business and you're feeling some level of success there, and your marriage is falling apart, or your spouse is complaining they don't get enough time for you, and you're saying, oh, it's only until I hit this goal and then I'll be back. But they're continually being disgruntled, right? Over time, what happens is your business stops scaling. Your business cannot be the best it can be if you are failing in another part of your life. And we often want to pay attention to the place where we feel the most rewarded, we feel the most successful. So then we just ignore that nagging thing at home, right? That nagging person that's not getting enough time and attention or angry or whatever it is, because it doesn't feel good. And I remember there's times when my husband said, I didn't even want to come home because I'm feeling so good about things at the office. Even when I'm struggling at the office, I'm feeling good about what I'm doing. I am enjoying the accolades I'm getting. And sometimes walking into a house with three little kids and a couple dogs and an angry wife, like, I don't want to come home. So I just spent more and more time at work, at the office, right? And this could be flipped either way. I'll be honest. There's days that I haven't wanted to come home. And I've had to go back to him and say, you know, when you felt like that, I was a stay-at-home mom at the time. When you felt that way, I feel that way sometimes now because he's home more than me right now. So it's just our lives have flipped and now I get what he was feeling. So over time, if this is left unaddressed, many couples find themselves in a cycle that you feel trapped in. There's tension bubbling up under the surface at times. The tension gets very loud. This can go on for years or even decades. There is that dread of coming home to a cold or a hostile reception. And if you're working together, you're taking the stress from home into the office. And the people that work for you and with you are going to feel it and get uncomfortable and know it. And then you're going to have higher employee turnover. It is a disaster in the making. Criticism, stonewalling, contempt, defensiveness are the main types of communication that are being used. Those are called the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And there's an earlier podcast episode if you want to get dialed in on criticism, stonewalling, contempt, and defensiveness. You want to hide the pain, right? I actually called those years where I was hiding the pain, the angriest wife on earth years. I am now a self-professed ex-angriest wife on earth. When my husband would stay at work longer and longer, the angrier I became. The louder I got, the meaner I got, and the more he just did not want to come home. It hid the cycle. So it just led for more and more hours at work. Then the cycle of guilt, anger, jealousy, and rejection goes on and on from both spouses. And if it is left alone and not addressed, even the strongest of marriages can have their foundations cracked and eroded. So yes, very much an entrepreneur here. I love to work. It lights me up. I love to serve people. But I have to really watch that my work-life balance is whole, that I don't let work take over. Yes, there is seasons. So when I started the online business, it was a season of busy, 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 busy. But I had to learn a valuable lesson. I can do it all. I just can't do it all right now without other things suffering. So if I say yes over here, who am I or what am I saying no to over here? That is a vital question. I say it all the time. If I say yes to someone or something, I am automatically saying no to someone or something. What is that thing? Then which one has to have the priority for me? And that goes back to like last episode when we talked about values. What are my values? If one of my values is my marriage being strengthened and positive and healthy, then I can't stay at work 24/7 day in and day out. Or I'm not living out who I want to be. So I want to pose a question to you. When you die, will people stand up there and say, it was amazing when you achieved X, Y, and Z? Or, I love the example you set by saying no to the big thing at work and saying yes to your spouse. This has impacted my life in such a profound way, and I will always remember you for this, and I strive to do the same. What do you want people to say about you? Because honestly, the way you lead your life and your family and your marriage and all of the things impacts all of those other people that you're leading in business and impacting in business, whether they are staff, coworkers, other leaders, peers, clients. The way you show up in your life and put your values and priorities in place impact every person around you. So what do you want them to say? What do you want them to say about you? Do you want them to say, hey, she really put her marriage first, and I saw her leave work when things weren't done because her spouse wanted to have a date night, and the rest just doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Now, I know some of you are going to say, but I have to earn a living, and earning a living for my family means I have to do A, B, and C. I'm going to challenge you on that, because if you get very intentional about your schedule and your priorities and your core values, you will start planning your week in a way that allows you to do it all. Some weeks, you're right, it's going to feel like it is off the rails. For instance, this week, I'm trying to leave for vacation Friday. We had a huge ice storm in Houston, Texas. We are not set up for that, ice and snow, crazy. I had a pipe burst behind the tile wall in my bathroom. As of today, in this moment, this is March 9th, yesterday, my entire bathroom was, master bathroom was ripped out. It's down to the studs in the wall like you were building a new house. It is a hot mess express. So even though I am dialed in on my intentions, I am dialed in on my activities and what I can do and what I cannot in my business life and in my personal life, this week, things had to go that I normally do. Because now I am not only trying to leave for vacation Friday, and I totally disconnect from both companies during that time. I want to own my companies, not run them. Therefore, I have processes and procedures in place to allow that. That's another episode. Matter of fact, I'm going to write that down right now because that is a wonderful episode. So anyway, this is all to say, now I have to spend time this week picking out tile, a new bathtub, fixtures, lighting, paint colors, and the list goes on and on and on. The cabinet guys, I have just exploded my to-do list, which means I had to go to my spouse and say, hey, in order for me to hit all these meetings with the people for the bathroom, that means I'm not going to be home for dinner tonight, which is March 9th, because I have three podcasts that I have to get out because I'm really late. I have staff that I need to respond to that have been waiting on me. I have an online business that I have to finish what I can do because I've become the roadblock, and I would really like to take off on Friday and set us up for success on vacation. So life threw me a curveball, but that's only a week to 2 weeks, people. Then I know I have to get it back on track. And I was very communicative with my spouse of what he could expect from me and why I was having to take time away from things like date night that we usually do on Wednesday. I'm working tonight. I mean, I live in the real world. So yes, sometimes that happens. I had to cancel date night tonight. But when I explained why, he's supportive. But it also is because I do not let that happen very often. Wednesday date night is usually pretty sacred, even if we're just staying in and watching a movie. Like, we don't have to go out, but that is the night that we intentionally spend time together, right? So yes, I get seasons, but it can't take over everything, or your marriage and your business are going to not flourish and thrive as much as they can. So I really enjoyed this talk. Let me know what other topics you want to have about married entrepreneurs who work with their spouse specifically. I would love to hear them. Hit me up, hello@marriagesparks.com. Tell me what you want me to put on this podcast. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, that wraps up today's episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episode. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.marriagesparks.com. And don't forget to tag me on Instagram @marriagesparks or @TheAmyWine. And let me know what you took away from the episode or what you would love for me to talk about in the future. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again here next week.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career, your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.